702.
The Newsmaker of the Day with John Perlman.
So earlier we spoke to Prof. Adam Mohammed, who is at the Charlotte Maxeke Academic Hospital in Joburg, heads the internal medicine department, about the push by him and others for hospitals to be exempt from load shedding. Many people, I think, would support that. Certainly, he painted a powerful picture of the kind of chaos they have to work through when there isn't electricity. But we thought we need to find out and make sure, actually, that this is something that is relatively easy to do, technically. So we've invited to 702 Drive, and we say welcome to Prof. Willy Cronier, who is from the School of Electrical and Information Engineering at Wits University. Prof, welcome, and thanks very much for your time. In general, is it possible to target load shedding in quite specific ways? Maybe not a single hospital, but a hospital plus a number of blocks around the facility?
Good afternoon. It is technically possible, but it, in practical reality, not always possible.
Okay.
To focus it so accurately, because of the way the cables have been laid over years, you know. So suburbs evolve. They are not completely built in one shot. And what you then find is, to do the switching that they do for load shedding, you might need to switch off a certain cable, and everybody dangling on that cable, getting their supply through that cable, is then switched off. Now, if there is one hospital and one or two suburbs involved, then you can potentially not switch off that cable to supply the hospital, but then the suburbs will still receive power as well. And that might look unfair to uninformed eyes, but it's a technical issue just because of the way the cables are installed. And it's very expensive to go back and change that.
So is there any other kind of solution? I mean, from what you're saying, Prof, if we take Charlotte Maxeke for the sake of argument, because we started the conversation with them, would it be unavoidable that you would have to have some lights on in Killarney, Parktown, and the lower reaches of Hillbrow, for example? Is that pretty much unavoidable? And if it is it a price worth paying to keep hospitals at least functioning better than they are now?
Yeah, I think that is where the debate and the politics around these issues come from, is that you now have to prioritize and say what is merit, what has merit, and what doesn't, and how to justify it. If you say, oops, now there's the guys in Houghton also having power being supplied because they're supplying the hospital, then it looks like you're pandering to the well-heeled people in Houghton.
Yes.
People forget that you're actually supplying the hospital. So politically quite sensitive, these type of things. It might also be better, in my opinion, to actually look at where you need the electricity and maybe install backup generation, you know, inverters and batteries and that type of thing to supply critical parts of the hospital. That would in any case be a very good thing to do. In many cases that I'm aware of, a lot of the backup supplies have been neglected a bit, so they're not quite up to scratch.
Yes.
So that brings additional challenges into play.
And is all of this complicated by the fact that you've got Eskom on the one hand, you've got City Power on the other, or do the technical problems persist irrespective of who actually is the supplier?
Yeah, it'll actually be the city. City Power here in Joburg, or Tshwane Power in Tshwane, and so on. So they will be the actual supplier. They have to meet the requirements of Eskom on the other end. So they're the intermediary.
Yes.
And they then have to make sure that they do it in an equitable way.
Thank you very much, Prof. Willy Cronier. Okay, so the need is clear. The moral imperative is a strong one. The technical solution, trickier than we thought. Yeah. Better that we know now, so we can at least, all of us, ourselves included, have informed debates about all of this. But still, it's got to be addressed. 16 past 5.